Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar of the Catholic Community. It is Epiphany Sunday. We hope you enjoy.
Just 2 weeks ago, we celebrated the solemnity of the Nativity of our Lord. It was only 2 weeks ago that many of us were here celebrating in Memorial Church or with our families elsewhere. Christmas Day, only 2 weeks ago. And on that glorious day, we celebrate the marvelous exchange between God and man. Christmas is that day where we celebrate that marvelous and unequal exchange between God and humanity. God clothed himself with our flesh in order to show us how to live. The Son of God walked the earth to show us how to live and how to die. Compassion for others, courage when necessary, sacrificial love for all. Being a true friend of God. This is what we celebrated on Christmas Day, the day when we are made whole, the day when we were made holy. Today's feast, this feast of the Epiphany, celebrates humanity's response. Epiphany celebrates how sinful humanity celebrates this ultimate gift. When we celebrate the Magi's meeting with the Holy Family, we celebrate how humanity has responded to this marvelous and unequal exchange. And it's fascinating to ponder certain details of today's gospel. These wise men, these astrologers from this unknown land in the east, the gospel leaves them unnamed. Tradition states that they weren't even Jewish. Some don't even think that they were monotheists. Yet these stargazers, these pagans from this unknown land, they have traversed desert and plain to this backwater country to pay homage to a king. These men didn't even belong in Israel. Like a blue and gold t-shirt in the middle of White Plaza. It's so good to be back. Like this gold and blue t-shirt, these men struck the people of God as odd, alien, strange. Yet these men went out on a quest that would humble the most stout of all the Roman legionaries. These strange men partook of a journey that took weeks to accomplish, to visit a small, vulnerable infant and his pauper parents. Yet despite their oddity, despite that these men didn't belong in Israel, these strangers sacrificed their time and their resources to visit this little king. They could have ignored the messages they saw in the sky. They could have sent a message to their own king to take care of the message. But no, they were compelled, they were propelled to visit Israel and pay homage to the newly born king. And seeing him was not enough. Traversing sand and river would honor anyone. If any of our friends or any of our families sacrificed much more than needed resources to pay any of us a visit, any of us would be honored. Yet for these men, seeing the child king wasn't enough. Not only did they gaze into his eyes, not only did they congratulate Joseph and Mary, they offered the Christ child gifts worthy of a king. Gold fitting of his kingship, frankincense worthy of his priesthood, and myrrh worthy of his death. It wasn't enough that the Magi visited the Holy Family and pay homage to the Son of God. They gave the child gifts worthy of his name. Christmas is a feast that celebrates the coming of the Son of God as man. Epiphany celebrates the human response to this gift. The Magi sacrificed time, resources, money, and God knows what else in order to gaze upon this little child but once. and according to tradition, they never saw him again. They never traversed the desert one more time to see Jesus preach or perform any of his miracles. Yet despite this, our tradition sits in awe and sits in wonder at these anonymous men. These men that were willing to sacrifice so much because of what they saw in the sky. As our Christmas season continues then, what are we willing to sacrifice? Unlike the Magi, we know who we seek. Unlike the Magi, we know his name. Unlike the Magi, we have seen his works and wonders in our lives and know his word is true. Yet, what gifts are we willing to give to this newborn king? Leading up to Christmas Day, we spend hours upon hours agonizing what to buy for our most intimate of friends and family. We look online and at the mall for hours on end, seeking for something that would express our love to our most dearest of friends. But what about our most dearest of gods? How much time and energy have we put into getting this newborn king for his birthday? What are we willing to give to our newborn king? What present will we give to the Prince of Peace during this precious season of Christmas? What are we willing to give to our newborn king? More time spent in quiet contemplation, studying the sacred scriptures, offering a rosary more often, praying for our hallmates or our lab mates, people or others who have forgotten our God, keeping our temper, giving up that extra pint, quelling our road rage, spending more time with our loved ones. What are we willing to give to our newborn king? The solemnity of Christmas is a celebration of God becoming man. The solemnity of Epiphany is the celebration of humanity's response to God becoming man. As we contemplate the mystery of the Incarnation, as we meditate upon the beauty of Christmas, let us not meditate to the point of falling asleep. Rather, let us respond to the Lord's Incarnation and thank him for his wonderful gift. As we ponder the mystery of the Epiphany, let us fully respond to the Lord's gift and grant him the gift of our lives.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.